That wasn't the breakdown. The breakdown was we got, put to us good by a championship caliber team playing championship caliber basketball with championship poise, intensity, and we only really had one guy. I thought Battier and McGrady played well. I thought other than that, we didn't have anyone play particularly well.
On intensity and lack of focus.
No, we were plenty intense. We were throwing the ball all over the gym. That was our biggest problem. It wasn't our energy level. They pounded that ball right inside to Duncan, and we couldn't get one-on-one stops. And they played outstanding. Start to finish. We thought we had it down to a workable number at halftime, and they put it right to our starters again.
Did you expect to have more success
along
the
time of Duncan? Well, you know what? He crushed us pretty good, last time we played him, too. He had 37. And it shows you the value of having a guy you can throw the ball into inside to. Collapses the defense, gets you to the free throw line. He by himself basically had us in foul trouble in the first half. And I'm disappointed in the way we were playing at home, but I also can recognize when I see a team, that you have such quality depth and they play so well. You've got to give them the credit as much as anything.
Jeff, no Tony Parker for them, and nobody's 1-for-8. And they still do this. Do they, for lack of a better way to put it, know who they are? Everybody else stepping up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just knowing who you are. It's being able to, play effectively night after night. Anybody in this league can play well once in a while. What's difficult for teams and players is to play well consistently, because only really good players can play well, every night. And they've got a number of guys that can play well even when they don't shoot well. So Ginobili may have had, 1-of-8, but he can still play well because he passes and he defends, and same with Ori. Even on those nights, he may not shoot the ball well. And I like Elson. I think Elson's really played well for him. So, we have more than enough to correct on our own end, but at the same time, I'm very impressed with them, always have been, and they're an outstanding team who played outstanding tonight.
Are you surprised at the stretch of great stuff for basketball that lasted longer
than that? Depends on the game, Certainly at home, I haven't been pleased with how we played. So if you take the games from Miami, there were some good, not so good at Atlanta, not as good at Orlando, not bad. Boston, and Toronto, obviously, we would like to do it over again. Last night I thought was good. Tonight, they were the superior team from start to finish, so.
I think it's you mentioned the Spurs have been doing this to a lot of good teams. Are you concerned that
I'm not concerned with the reaction. I'm concerned with us not being as good. Having a game that can stand up. Our attitude had nothing to do with it. We had a little temper tantrum over there, but that had nothing to do with the game. We were out played by a team who can who plays better. That's I'm concerned with our game, not our response, not our you know. I'm worried about like not having. We got to be able to throw the ball in the post. Some we got to be able to, you know, make layups around the basket. We have to, you know, block out on the free throw line. We got to be able to guard our own man versus, you know, getting beat off the first dribble. You know, things of that nature. So those are a bigger concern to me than, you know, this was not a game lost due to lack of energy or lack of readiness. This was a loss due to getting our heads handed to us by a team who played superior basketball.
In essence, it sounds as if you're saying they weren't better than you tonight. They're just better than you at this point.
Well, I'm saying that the question is about tonight, right?
Yes, but I'm saying that you're making it sound as if they're not just better tonight, they're better than you are, period, in terms of right now.
Well, the record says they're better than us, you know. So it's not like I'm saying it. I mean, the record says it, and the record says that Phoenix is better than them, and the record says that Dallas is better than them. So I'm not being critical. I'm being critical of our team that we can, I think, do things better, and at the same time, I'm giving them, you know, credit. So I don't see a problem really with that. Giving another team credit. I know it's not what you're supposed to do in pro sports. You're supposed to say, we missed makeable shots. Hey, they kicked our ass tonight, good. And either we, you know, we can learn from it. We have a lot of improvements to make, but, you know, as many things as we have to correct, I can see the good in what they do. So, I don't know.
You kind of mentioned you pulled Rager out of the game barely 3 minutes in the first quarter and obviously wasn't happy about it. You cleaned up that situation right there in the court. You sent him back in the first quarter.
You know what? Certainly, you know, we'd be better served not to have any of that, but really, that's a mere footnote into an ass-kicking. You know what I mean? So, he shows no more culpability than not being able to guard the post, you know, certainly, or throwing the ball all over the gym. So I don't, you know, Rafer had a history of where he'd been labeled every, you know, like a bad seed coming here. He'd been a model citizen here, and he snapped for whatever reason. And, you know, while I certainly don't condone it, I certainly... That had little to do with the ass kicking.
Why did you pull him out of that?
Well, you know what? I'm not really here to. You're talking about. I think a more salient point is, you know, what are you going to do about your post defense? You know what I mean? So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, go at Rafer, you know, certainly. You know, I did what I did. He either agreed or he didn't. I also don't care about that. So, you know, I'm not really worried about it. I'm worried more about our game. You know, our game wasn't close to theirs tonight. All right?